All four members of Maine's congressional delegation say they support an investigation into Russian attempts to influence last year's elections. But as Mal Leary reports, they differ on how best to accomplish that goal.
Maine's two senators both serve on the Senate Intelligence Committee, which they say is already investigating possible Russian efforts to influence the elections, and will expand that probe to look into communications between the Russians and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn before he took office. Republican Senator Susan Collins says the effort has bipartisan support.
It is a broad investigation, and it will certainly be extended to cover the allegations against General Flynn.
President Trump and some in Congress, meanwhile, have criticized the leaks of information about Flynn and say they pose a serious threat to national security. Independent Senator Angus King told NPR that he agrees leaks of classified information should also be thoroughly investigated.
I consider the leak investigation as significant and one that should be on its own track, but I see that as separate from the underlying investigation of the substantive issue of Russian attempts to influence the American election.
King says that on the Senate side, committee members from both parties fully support an exhaustive investigation. But First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, a Democrat, says there is no such bipartisan support in the House. And that's why she is co-sponsoring legislation to launch an independent investigation.
They just have to be pushed, dragging and screaming. This is the Republicans who chair these committees to actually dig in deep, have thorough investigations, subpoena the right witnesses, you know, really call for enough information.
But King says even if an independent investigation were to be approved, it would lag well behind the work that's already been started by the Senate Intelligence Committee.
The problem with that is, as I see it, and I understand the impulse for that, is it would take them months to get where we already are in terms of identifying documents, identifying people, working with the agencies.
And Collins says an independent probe would actually slow down the process of getting answers to some very serious questions, including what Flynn did both during the campaign and in the interim period before he briefly served as President Trump's national security advisor.
It particularly raises questions if, and we don't know the answer to this yet, there were any discussions of easing the sanctions on Russia. That would be very troubling.
Collins says that all of those questions will be answered by the Intelligence Committee investigation. Republican 2nd District Congressman Bruce Poliquin declined to be interviewed for this story. His spokesman said he expects the existing intelligence committees in the House and Senate would do their jobs and investigate the activities of any nation seeking to influence elections in the United States. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.